Our scripture reading for this morning is taken from the 24th chapter of the book of Matthew, the 35th verse, and our Lord says, "Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will by no means pass away." These are your words, Heavenly Father. They are your truth. We pray now that you would increase our faith through them. Amen. There are certain places in our lives where we don't necessarily need to know something with certainty, although it would be fun or nice. Will my team be successful and make it into the playoffs this year? Is the mullet ever coming back into style? Business in the front, party in the back. There are also places in our lives where knowing something with some certainty does make a difference and does matter to us, but it's still maybe not essential. What will the weather be like this weekend for my plans? Will I find a job someday? Is the doctor's diagnosis of my illness accurate? But there's one place where certainty is absolutely essential and necessary, that you must have it. And that has to do with what our Lord is talking about when this world comes to an end. When everything in this planet and universe is finally destroyed and brought to an end. What happens to me then? What happens to me when the world comes to an end and suddenly I step out into eternity? In the middle of his discourse on the end times, as Jesus was walking about and looking at Jerusalem with his disciples and talking about how all of these great buildings would someday come and end in destruction, and wraps into the destruction of Jerusalem prophecy the prophecy as well about the end times, and gives us all of the signs to look for and so on. Right inside of that chapter and discourse, Jesus now tucks these words of our text. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will by no means pass away. Because he knows that when it comes to being ready for that day, nothing is more important for us than having certainty. God in his word has told us the answer, of course, that we can place our hope in Christ, not in ourselves, for being ready for that day. Through the work of his own Son who went to the cross to atone for every one of your sins, even our sins of unbelief at times, God has made payment for all the sins of every one of us. And by putting our trust in him through the work of the Holy Spirit in us, putting our confidence and our hope in that Savior, we can be sure of life in heaven that will last forever, that is waiting for us. And even with all of those great issues, down inside of our hearts, there is still that nagging question, can I really trust this? Can I really know this with certainty? What if God changed his mind? We absolutely need certainty when it comes to eternity and what's going to happen to us. And so God has given us the precious doctrine of verbal inspiration, where the Holy Spirit, the divine Spirit of God, has breathed his truth into the words of Scripture through the authors that write Scripture. And verbal inspiration has been given not for God's benefit and sake, but for yours, for our sake. When you rely on the predictions of a weatherman, you put your trust in him and you put a certain amount of confidence in what he says to you. He is highly trained, has gone through his education and so on, but he's still a limited human being, and one thing for sure he cannot control is the weather, which can change dramatically, especially here in Minnesota. When you put your trust and confidence in a reputable doctor, you likewise can have a degree of confidence in his ability and in his training and in his skills and reputation and so on. And yet, you recognize he is still a limited human being who is not able to control every possible nuance of difficulty or disease that may ravage your body. And that's why doctors have insurance. But when it comes to the Almighty God, when you, by God's grace through the Holy Spirit, put your trust in Him and in His Word, you can do so with absolute confidence. Since He Himself not only foreknows history and can foretell history, like a weatherman tries to do, but He also controls all of history and all of the nuances of history and is the one who lays it out. And there is no need for Him to have insurance on His Word. When God gives you His Word, He doesn't simply have you rely upon the great reputation of the saints who wrote it down for you, because that wouldn't be certainty enough for you. That wouldn't be reliable enough. But instead, He places Himself on the line, His own reputation. He puts on the line not only His omnipotence, that He's powerful to control all things, not only His omniscience, that He knows all things and foreknows all things, but in addition to that, He puts on the line for you His very holiness and His very glory and His very existence as God. In essence, He says to you through His Word, this is My Word, you can rely on it, you can trust in it. If I were to lie to you or deceive you, I would cease to be God. That is how confident He wants you to be in the promises that He gives you through Christ about what will happen when this world comes to an end. Now, God hasn't chosen to fill you and me in on absolutely everything. There are still questions that His faithful will have in this world. But He has given you in His Word enough that is essential to get you out of your grave someday, out of your coffin, and rising into glory where you can live everlastingly with the angels. And there He will ultimately reveal to you everything. We live in a world today that tells us that truth is relative and doesn't really exist. And that's not what our Heavenly Father or His Son says to us. Truth does exist. God has taken the time to communicate to us that truth. We have it. We can be sure of it. We can confess it. It's not arrogant to believe that or to say that to the world. It's simply divine fact. The sun intrinsically has light in it. Now, someone may choose to hide themselves from the sun and go into a cave back into the darkness so that they can't see the light of the sun. But it doesn't stop the sun from having its intrinsic light. So it is with Scripture. Scripture contains intrinsically the divine truth of God because it is God Himself. The Word has become flesh in Christ. He is the Word identified with that Word. And so truth is in that Word. Someone in unbelief may choose to go into the cave of doubt and hide themselves from that truth, but it doesn't stop the truth that's intrinsically in the Word of God from shining. It is still there. It is still present in that Word. And so Scripture itself reminds us with stories of the saints, of those who trusted in that Word even when it appeared to contradict reason and scientific human thought. Abraham, trusting the Word of God regarding the resurrection of his own child as he stood over him at the altar with the knife just inches away from his son's chest. Moses and the children of Israel as they slowly walked down into the waters of the Red Sea on dry land with the walls of water next to them, trusting the Word and the promises of God. Peter, climbing out of the side of the boat on the Sea of Galilee, following the words of Christ that he could walk to Him, trusting His Word. God invites you and me today to join their ranks. No one has ever been disappointed who holds on to the promises of God. And even especially now, as we face the end times, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not unto your own understanding. Amen. Let us rise for prayer. Today we keep in in our prayers and honor a prayer request on behalf of one of our students, Rebecca Huth, who is presently suffering some medical difficulties and will undergo some tests this Friday. We pray. Lord God, our Heavenly Father, we ask that you would now come to the rescue and aid of your dear child, Rebecca. We ask that according to your gracious will, you would grant ability to those who now will diagnose her troubles and difficulties. And if it is your will, that through their wise and skilled abilities, that you will bring healing to her body. Above all, we pray that you would strengthen her in her faith in you and in the gracious promises you have given her. We ask it all in Christ's name. Amen. Please join me also in the prayer for Wednesday morning. You'll find it on the bottom of page 169. Unto you, O Heavenly Father, I direct my first thoughts and lift up my heart in prayer, that I may live and walk in you alone. Be my fortress this day, as you have been my protection through this night, for which I thank you with my whole heart. Watch this day also over my soul and my members. May I also turn to you in true penitence. Cleanse me from all wickedness and uncleanness. May I walk in your fear in the name of Jesus Christ, your Son, and trusting in his precious merits, I give myself to you altogether with all that you have bestowed upon me. Bless me in him with whatever pleases you. Grant me wisdom and strength to perform the duties of the calling in which you have placed me. May your holy angels accompany me and mine in all our ways and help us to walk together in love in the narrow path which leads to your heaven. To this end, help us by your Holy Spirit, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.